Welcome to Frickety Frack, We Do Talk Back. Thank you for joining me this episode. My name is Patrick, and I'm Frack. Frickety Frack, We Do Talk Back is a show where I discuss different aspects of fandom and how they relate to the gospel. And so I'm going to be going through an episode of Demon Slayer and connected to teachings from the gospel. And so I'm going to go through the show one episode at a time, and as I've shared before, I know very little about Demon Slayer. I'm not even reading the manga. And so we're going to be experiencing this as I watch the episodes for the very first time and not knowing anything about what is going on. And so the name of the show comes from my dad, who dubbed my brother and me Frick and Frack since we were kids. Right, so before I start the review, I want to give a shout out to the one who asked, who gave me some words of encouragement in my last video. So I just want to thank the one who asked for that. So let's get into the episode. The name of this episode, so this is episode 3 of Demon Slayer, and it's called Sabito and Makomo. So in this episode, and I need to give another preface again. Once again, these are all very hard names for me to pronounce, and so I'm going to do the best I can. So just, you know, bear with me as unfortunately I butcher some of these names. So Rokudaki, his training is very intense, and Tanjiro is feeling the intensity of it and how hard it is. And he even makes the comment of something along the lines of, "I really do think he wants me dead." And so he goes through this training through the woods, and he's running down the woods, and he's having to dodge all these traps. And so you see knives being thrown at him, a giant pillar swinging through the air, and then even spikes in the ground, like revealed in traps and things like that. Then he goes through intense physical training, swinging his sword, and combat, and all those things that all take time for Tanjiro to learn. And so it's one of the things that I do appreciate about this, for me, a lot of training episodes in manga and in anime, I'm thinking back to Dragon Ball Z and Naruto, where those training could, take over several episodes for them to learn a specific technique or gain a power up, those kind of things. And this training, which he says, takes years, a couple years, they do it all in one episode. And I really appreciate that it's not really drawn out for multiple episodes, because it would just be more of the same. Now, a lot of the times, usually with Naruto and Dragon Ball Z, either one particular protagonist or main character would be training, so there would be other subplots moving forward during those training times, so that usually makes it a little bit better. But since there are no whole lot of subplots going on, at least as of right now, we get to see they just speed the training up and not draw it out too much. So Rokudaki is training Tanjiro and is helping him move along. Eventually he comes along and says, like, "All right, you are going to take the final selection, but I'm not going to let you take the final selection until you do this one last piece of training, and it's the boulder training. Because here's the thing, there's no way I think a sword would be able to slice that boulder, let alone even most rocks. Unless there was something very specific and magical or high tech about those swords." And I do like that amidst the training that of dealing with the sword, Rokudaki points out that swords are fragile and they can break. And so most of the time when we see with sword fighters, especially in shonen anime or manga, the swords, they don't have that normal wear and tear going through those swords, unless they're specifically stated that they're magical or you know, high tech or something like that, that, you know, those swords don't face that wear and tear. I think the very first time I ever saw that displayed in a movie was in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, that we saw the swords that they were using to start being chipped away at during combat. And so I thought that was, you know, that kind of reminded me of that. So because Urokodaki has pointed this out, I think we can assume that Tanjiro might have more than one sword throughout his career. I mean, even Zoro from One Piece, he has had his swords broken. You know, and so he's had new swords given to him in that way. So that's one of those, you know, nice things that we're going to see. Hope it seems like that we're going to see, you know, Tanjiro get more than one sword, and because his sword could potentially break. Now, like I said, I don't know, but, you know, kind of laying that groundwork kind of makes it seem like that might be a possibility. So as he starts getting ready for the training to break the boulder, he starts doing all the physical exercises and training, and then but he's getting frustrated. He's like, he feels like he's about to give up when Sabito and Makomo appear. Now, Sabito beats him and is always, you know, fighting him. And for most of the training, until the very end, he's using a wooden sword and is always beating Tanjiro. And so after Tanjiro, you know, gets defeated, Makomo picks him up and starts training him, showing him everything that he was doing wrong. And so it's one of those great things that we get that opposite play off of one another. There's, you know, it's a good cop, bad cop routine. But also I do like that Makomo is pointed out to be a little odd, you know, has some weird things that she says. She's like, yeah, you know, to get this total concentration breathing, he's like, you know, Tanjiro asked her, how do I do it? He's like, well, you just got to keep training until you die, or training to learn it how until you die. And it's like, what does that even mean? So that was very frustrating, but it's great. You know, it's that same kind of wisdom that you expect from mystery trainers that show up out of nowhere. And so it's just great. I really enjoy that. So that training from Sabito and Makomo lead into the biblical theme of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11 through 12. This is what the New Testament says. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. So I chose this scripture because of Sabito's comments about how Tanjiro had only memorized the lessons taught by Urokodaki. And says that he's like, you have to live them. You can't just memorize them. You have to live them written on your heart. And so when we do that, and so, you know, Makomo, he came behind Sabito and says, like, okay, this is what you're doing wrong. Points out all these things and gives them helpful lessons to how we're supposed to do that. And how Tanjiro was supposed to improve as a potential candidate to be a demon slayer. And so this made me think of my own training as a pastor. And I love this kind of teaching. Because I've been to seminary. I had brilliant professors teach me about theology, even giving me the idea of leadership, mission work, evangelism, all of these different educational tools. And it's all this wonderful, great head knowledge. But I learned almost as much, and if not more, from my classmates. When we would sit around Sunday afternoon watching football, and we would just talk about what we learned in our classes, and that helped us dissect our theology and our beliefs and practice. Because one of the things we came to understand is that, just like with Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The word of God is to be sharp and, you know, in us, And so just as Sabito was chastising Tanjiro for only memorizing it, but not living the training, you know, the same thing goes for us as Christians, is that, yes, you know, as a pastor, I give sermons, I give devotions like this, I teach Bible study. But what truly affects someone when you come side by side with someone and says, here, come live the word of God with me. And that's really important for followers of Jesus Christ to understand, that we come beside people. Yes, you know, telling people about the gospel is really important, but also living the gospel with other people is just as important. And so when we come side by side with people, we can give them practical examples of how to overcome their own weaknesses. And so I want to encourage you in that day, this time, that if you are in need of a partner, of a mentor or a guide in any form, find a local church. You can also reach out to me. I'll do what I can, but this is over the internet, so there's only so much that I can do. But if you can find someone that will invest in you and invest in your growth. But if you are feeling the call to mentor someone, do that. Find someone that you can give this example to, and give practical advice to them. So I want to encourage you to find that. Take this opportunity to be trained or to train. And really, honestly, do both. Because as a pastor, I have experience. I've been a pastor for a while now. I've done ministry for over 20 years in some form or fashion. But I'm still learning. I have people in my life that are investing in me, and I appreciate that greatly. And so the same goes for those who are more mature in their faith, that yes, take the time to mentor someone else, but also take the time to be mentored. That's your challenge for the week. Amen. All right, so let's rate this episode. This episode, the action is, you know, really good. It's very brief. And so a lot of this is, just moment to moment, just really kind of Tanjiro narrating what he's going through. But the acting in it is fantastic. And the animation is once again, is top notch. Now, we don't see anything particularly groundbreaking, but one of the things I really noticed in this is the use of animation of the characters versus the animation of the background. There's this wonderful, great contrast in it. It's just beautiful. So I'm going to give this episode a 4.5. So it's not perfect, but it does everything really well. And so I would just, so it's really great. It does everything well. It's just missing that little bit of oomph to make it a perfect five. All right. So anyone with questions for me about the biblical lesson that I talked about in this episode, or any other discussion ranging from anime, comics, or just anything in general, feel free to email me at frickityfracktalkback@gmail.com or reach out to me on Twitter at frickityf. Or at Frickety Frack on Instagram and Facebook. So please rate, review, and subscribe. Also, be like the one who asked and leave a comment below if you're watching this on YouTube. If you have any questions, you feel free to put a comment there. I think I do a pretty good job of responding relatively quickly. And if it's a really good question that I want to discuss, I'll be more than happy to discuss that on a future episode. So remember that I love you. Most importantly, God loves you. And don't ever give up.